Now the rest of the church, husbands, kids, all of us kids, let's put our hands together and let's show our love for our moms. Amen. Please remain standing. And at this time, let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, Jehovah God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you, God, for every woman standing here in this room this morning. I thank you, Father, for every mother represented here. Father, we know that some have passed on. And Father, we thank you for their lives. We thank you, Father, for their sacrifice. We ask you, God, that you continue to watch over them. I pray, God, a special blessing upon their lives. I pray, God, that you will keep them. You will bless them, Father, in ways that we as humans cannot. Father, we cannot thank you enough for allowing our mothers to be in our lives. We're so grateful for everything that they've done, and most especially for the way they've lived. Father, thank you, Lord, for everything that they've done for us and they continue to do for us. I pray you bless them with good health. You bless them with many years on this earth, that they'll continue to serve you and be the awesome moms that you've called them to be. We ask and pray all this in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Go ahead and be turning to your Bibles, 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm a preacher. And so I always have something to say. But I promised us that we're going to be out of here by 11, and I'm going to keep my promise. I want to say one or two things before I let us go out and spoil our moms and take them out to lunch. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes, I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. The title of this little lesson is The Greatest Legacy of a Mother. But this lesson is not just for our moms. I believe it applies to every father in here also. Paul is writing to Timothy, thanks God for his life, tells him that he constantly remembers him in prayer. And he says here that he's reminded of Timothy's sincere faith, which first lived in his grandmother Lois, and then in his mother Eunice. And Paul writes, I am persuaded that now lives in you also. I believe more than ever before that the greatest legacy we can leave our children is to show them God. That our kids see God in us. That our kids are able to say that we love God. And so this morning, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I want to encourage you and to implore you to be like Lois, to be like Eunice, where you pass down this faith you have in God, this love you have for God, that you pass it down to your children. So that they in turn, when their time comes, will be able to pass it down to their children. I mentioned this a few weeks ago in Matthew chapter 20, when the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus and asked that one son sit on Jesus' left and the other on his right when he comes into his kingdom. And I believe that's one of the best things that we can do and pray for our children for. That our prayer needs to be always that they be close to Jesus.
We can pray that. We're not going to be on this earth forever. But we can pray for our grandkids. We can pray for our great-grandkids. We can pray for the generations to come who will not even remember that we were here. But that we can pray that they will also know God. So that one day they can spend eternity with Him. Let the works that you have done speak for you. Let the life that you're living speak for you. Because that's the only thing and the most important thing I believe we can pass on to our children as parents and especially as mothers. I want to read a poem on behalf of all the children and then I'll sit down and be quiet. The poem is titled Perfect Mother. Since the moment I entered this world, you have cared for me like no other. There is only one word to describe you, that in every way, a perfect mother. In the years you have watched me grow, so many memories we can now replay. You've been there to love and to protect me from my birth to this very day. When there's a cloud covering my path or a problem I am about to face, you'll be the one, wipe away my tears and put everything back in its place. Your warm touch is one of a kind, so gentle to send me to sleep. Your voice is one of an angel's, a beauty only you deserve to keep. The way you always make me smile, the way you play with my hair, when I need to talk, you put me first, so I know how much you care. The sun in your heart will continue to shine in the future in all you do. The most special person in my life by far, I'm happy to say, is you. Happy Mother's Day. And now we have an opportunity to watch the slideshow. And then after that, we're going to have a closing prayer. As a matter of fact, we're going to do the closing prayer first. And then we'll have the slide presentation. Let's have a great time with our moms this afternoon. God bless you all. Ray, can I have you come up and say the closing prayer?
Let us pray. Praise be to the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Father, we praise you and thank you so much that you are a God of compassion and comfort. And Father, that you have endowed in the mothers this reflection of your care and compassion and comfort. And Father, today as we continue to worship you, let us honor our mothers, realizing that you have endowed them with these very special gifts. We praise you. We thank you. We ask, Father, that our worship of you continues through the day, honoring you and honoring them. We praise you in his name, Jesus Christ, and amen.